This is Michael Ingwe with the Passive House Accelerator, and thanks for tuning in to this special bonus episode of the Passive House Podcast recorded at the International Passive House Conference 24 in Innsbruck, Austria. And a big thank you to Source 2050 for their support of the series. Hi, I'm Michael Ingwe from Ingwe Architecture and Passive House Accelerator, also Source 2050. And I am here with a bunch of really cool people at the International Passive House Conference. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Markus Lang from Passaton.
I'm Günther Lang as well from Passaton.
Hello, my name is Clara Kuppelwieser. I'm the program coordinator of the Green Building Solutions Summer University.
All right, cool. So they're right in the front door, and I've been passing it by, and I will say, obviously, this is a podcast. You can't see it, but the visuals are beautiful for the university, and we'll talk about that in a second. But maybe first, can you just tell us about some cool tour going on tomorrow that I've been hearing a lot about?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to do a Passaton tour in a group with the mayor of Innsbruck, and we're going to visit 50 passive houses in Innsbruck. And from renovations, new buildings, a lot of social housing, the airport we won't visit, but but yeah, it's quite close. But so a lot of social housing projects are in Innsbruck, and what is very special about Innsbruck is the city with the highest density of passive houses in the world, as far as I know. And so each 350 meter we're gonna have a project to visit.
That's pretty incredible. Okay, so talk a little bit more about that. How long have they been doing Passive House in Innsbruck? And why so many buildings? Why are they doing it?
So since around the last 20 years, they start to build Passive Houses here in Innsbruck. First with smaller one, but now we have projects between 1,000 up to 30,000 square meters each of them. And when you cycle each 380 meters to one of such projects, in summary, in only 4 hours, we can visit, in summary, 200,000 square meters of perfect built passive houses, from living apartments to House of Music. It's one of our highlights. Also a climbing center where the World Championship of Climbers happened 3 years ago. So you see all kinds of function could be built in Passive House standard. And so tomorrow, the cycling tour, the race of the future, will be a really big green party for the green mayor of Innsbruck, not only from the very fantastic surround here with the snow mountains, but also with these green buildings all around Innsbruck.
That's wonderful. Great. So tell me a little bit about what I walk past every day when I walk into the conference center. By the way, just to give you guys the setting, we're sitting at a table at the university, and there is a passive house right in front of us, which I've seen in so many pictures, and now I'm seeing in real life. We've got the beautiful mountains in front of us that are snow capped, and then we've got the conference center. So we're in such a good spot. So what are we looking at? Tell me a little bit about the university, and tell me about the cool summer programs, because that was fun.
So coming to our summer universities, so the Green Building Solutions Summer University is organized by OEAD Student Housing. We are a student dorm provider, and since 14 years now already, we are organizing the Green Building Solutions Summer University, which is based in Vienna, and it's aimed for students, but also for professionals in the field of architecture, engineering, who want to learn more about passive houses. And yeah, it's a really great program taking place for 3 weeks in Vienna. That's why we are also here now at the conference, to promote our summer universities and our student dorms, which are all, the new houses we are building are all built in passive house standard as a minimum standard.
That's super interesting. Okay, so you get to go to the university and you get to stay in a student dorm that is a passive house.
Exactly. The students and professionals who are coming to our summer university are actually going to stay in the first passive house standard student dorm ever built.
Okay, super cool. That's all right. Okay, so is it geared to high school students, college students, professionals? How does that work?
It's a master level class, so it's for cool. master students, but as I said, also for professionals who just want to freshen up their knowledge.
Wow, I have to tell you, I feel like I need to freshen up my knowledge because you get to do it in Vienna as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to welcome you in our
the newest student. Yeah. Yes. That's fun. So tell me a little bit about what you cover in the course.
So we are covering passive house. We are covering energy efficient building. We are covering also like the sustainability, like social sustainability side of it. Mm-hmm. But so there are lectures and excursions and the project work. And there are also a lot of extracurricular activities. So the students also get to go dancing our traditional waltz. They get to go to a traditional dinner. There are sports activities. And yeah.
That sounds. Okay, I'm really coming. I will be attending. So how many people typically go to this every summer?
So last year we had 54 students from 26 different nations.
Okay, that's interesting all by itself. Hopefully the car behind us isn't too loud, but I think you can still hear us. So I feel like that's an extra layer of interesting things happening.
Yeah,
So I'm in Vienna. I can take courses, excursions, also just experienced the nightlife of Vienna, and 26 different countries last year.
It's really an amazing atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, you get to learn and talk to everybody. Wow, what a great experience. Cool.
One evening, you can also drink official Viennese wine.
Ah, here you go.
And of course, you can also participate at the Passathon with Günter Lang.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, and you're even going to bike around Vienna, which, by the way, I have done before. I came with my family, and it was probably one of our best experiences. We actually got off the plane in the morning, met Günter right away, and Günter did that with us. And it was just, A, it was fun. B, you got to see so many incredible buildings. And you just, the app works well. And I really said to myself, why does this not exist in every city that has a passive house? It should exist. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you learn something new. So
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you.